AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Donald Trump is set to surrender to authorities in Georgia on charges he schemed with others to overturn the 2020 election. The booking process is expected to be a first in presidential history. Here's our Sagar Magani.
In past court appearances from New York to Miami and here in Washington, Trump was not handcuffed while in custody, nor given a mugshot. Georgia officials, though, say he will be treated the same as any other defendant. Since his bond has already been set at $200,000, Trump will be released from custody after
7 men and 1 woman who hope to push Donald Trump down from being the Republican frontrunner sparred in a televised debate over abortion, Ukraine funding, and candidate experience. Former Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News.
We don't need a president who's too old. And we don't need a president who's too young.
Trump skipped the debate. In Orange County, California, 4 people are dead after a shootout at the Cook's Corner Biker Bar. Sheriff Frank Gonzalez on KABC says the gunman fired at responding officers.
A deputy-involved shooting occurred, and the male subject was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Local media are reporting the gunman was a retired police officer. Authorities in Kansas say the BTK serial killer is now a prime suspect in 2 more killings in Oklahoma and Missouri. They've been searching the property where Dennis Rader used to live. It's going to be another scorcher in the central U.S. Warnings and advisories stretch from Minneapolis to New Orleans. China says it won't use seafood from Japan, now that officials have begun releasing wastewater from the damaged Fukushima power plant. Here's a sure sign summer's ending. Starbucks today brought back pumpkin spice lattes. This is AP News. Cleanup crews have left the site of a train derailment over a bridge in Montana, but environmental groups say that cleanup's not done.
It's been 2 months since a collapsed bridge caused a train to derail over Montana's Yellowstone River, and people in the community say there's a lot of cleanup to do. And officials say almost half the estimated 48,000 gallons of molten petroleum asphalt that spilled has not been recovered. Wendy Weaver, executive director of Montana Freshwater Partners, says the cleanup needs to be completed.
Montana Rail Link and the railroad should be held responsible for a full cleanup that meets the standards of what everyday Montanans would expect.
Last week, state officials halted most cleanup work. They say dropping river levels that have been exposing more pollution also make it harder to safely operate the large power boats used by cleanup crews. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.